Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. It is crunch time, y'all. That's right, it's crunch time. We only got two more minutes on the clock. Jesus looked up. He said that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So it's time to get it done. 2020 is almost here. We only have about two more weeks. So it is crunch time, y'all. Just like Peter, when the angel came down in the prison, he said, make haste. He slapped him upon his head, slapped him on the in his chest, slapped him on his side. Nah, he didn't do all that, but you know, I'm exaggerating. But he said, get up out of here. It's time to make haste. You got the early church that has to be born. So get up out of here. Make haste. So it's crunch time, y'all. People need to hear y'all voices. People need to read that book that you got in you. People need to see that business that you got in you. You know, you have to serve people in the marketplace. You have to serve people in the ministry. So get it done. Build that church. Build that business. Build those people. Speaking to people's lives. You got the song in you. You got everything in you. So make haste. Don't be like Saul and be like, I'm a halfway do things. No, make haste. Get that book done, Pastor Michael. Get the book done. I'm talking to myself. Get the books done, Pastor Michael. You gotta get it. You gotta make haste. It's time. People are ready to hear y'all voices. You know, you have to recover all with the things that God gave you. It's going out, and people are going to be blessed by what you're speaking into their lives that God gave you. It's going to speak to their spirit, man. So it says that the kingdom suffers violence, but the violent, we take it by force. So take it by force. Write that book, man of God, woman of God. Get those apartment buildings. Get that those houses. Own that parking lot. Do it all for God. Take some stuff, because you're gonna reign and rule in life, because you're gonna reign with Jesus. So get your practice now. Take some stuff. Take some land. All right. I just want to tell y'all that. Good morning to y'all. I love y'all. This is Pastor Michael Bailey. Y'all be blessed. Make haste. And it's crunch time. I ain't going to throw the red flag out, because we don't want to pause on this. We don't want to take a timeout. All right. Be blessed. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and I'm taking off. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Amen. Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Pastor Michael Bailey. I want to tell you real quick about something I was reading. And it's something that you already know. You heard it plenty of times. It's over in Daniel 3. When King Nebuchadnezzar, the one that was brought up by God himself to rule over Babylon and take the children of Israel into captivity, he goes, when he throws the three Hebrew boys into the fiery furnace, he goes, now I knew I threw three in, but the fourth one, he said that the fourth one looks like the Son of God. The fourth one looks like the Son of God. Now, say amen to that. So, how did Nebuchadnezzar, that wasn't of God, knew that the fourth one looked like the Son of God? How did he know and recognize Jesus? Well, my friends, we have to go over into Jeremiah. If we go over to the book of Jeremiah, when the Lord tells Jeremiah that I already knew you before you were in your mother's womb, before the foundations of the earth were even created, God already knew who we were. That means we were spirit. We were spirit. Then he breathed the breath of life into Adam, into man. So we were already created. So we have to recognize him. We already know him in the spirit. If we look at Romans 1 and 17, that's what it talks about. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So he's reminding us. Holy Spirit is reminding us of who we were in Christ Jesus. This is why when Nebuchadnezzar looks over into the fiery furnace, he recognized who Jesus was, because he was already spirit. He was spirit before he got to the flesh. That's the reason. So here's the thing.
Some people will say, well, Brother Mike, there was no J back then. They say, well, how can there be a Jesus because there was no J? Okay, then you can call him Yahshua HaMashiach. Yahshua HaMashiach. That's what you can call him. Or you can call him the Messiah. You can go over into Isaiah 9. I believe it's 9 and 6. And you can call him Wonderful, Counselor, Savior, Prince of Peace. That's who Jesus is. That's before he got into the flesh, before he was given into the world as a seed, before he got into the flesh. But Jesus is Jesus. I like that name because there's power in the name of Jesus. So, my friends, all I have to say is that Nebuchadnezzar knew who Jesus was when he saw him in the fiery furnace. And you know who Jesus is. You just have to be woken up. Your spirit man has to be woken up again. And that's where we go over to Romans 10 and 9. So if you believe in your heart and confess in your mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall, my friend, be saved. So that's all you have to do. Salvation is free. O ye with no money, come and buy. Salvation is free. So if you're not saved, get saved. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and I am taking off. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. The fourth one looks like the Son of God. Amen and amen.
Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey. If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His Word, get guidance, and be blessed.
Have you ever desired to have your own ministry broadcast? Inspired by Faith Broadcast will love to have you be a part of the family. Now's the chance to take the gospel worldwide. See how you can share the good news on the Inspired by Faith Broadcast. Call Michael at 708-300-1058. That's Michael at 708-300-1058. Get inspired.
Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith Show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. Hey, tune in to the On Demand Inspired by Faith broadcast. It is a new wave of faith-based radio. Listen and get inspired as we are building your faith one show at a time. Tune in at InspiredByFaithBroadcast.net. That's InspiredByFaithBroadcast.net.